keeps them on the whole time, and it keeps like a noodle the whole time. Minutes. We decided to use a Kinetic charger, standard chip, because it can come in various different sizes. It wasn't going to be a problem factor. We wanted a standby function. The case material is going to be soft, rubbery, changeable. Buttons with a combination of LCD and rubber according to the design. Bright, funky designs inspired by Fruit, keeping with the hip kind of feel. And to try and incorporate voice recognition software into the design until we can find out more about the cost of things like that. And the rubber buttons that we use will be anti-RSI. Okay. Prototype presentation.
Is that for us?
I think
yeah.
That would be you.
Okay.
Me and William worked on a prototype, and I think William is going to make a presentation.
Yeah, shall I show?
Yeah.
I'll show. Do you want to hold it? And I'll
yeah.
I'll show you the presentation. Can I just make
it? Yes, yes, you can. I'll get it out.
Okay, crazy. Thank you.
It's like one of those things that you can just take it off.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, so this is our look and feel presentation, our final presentation. And we'll first look at the exterior of what we've come up with over there. It's going to have a plastic body with a sort of standard colour. Either we're thinking something fairly neutral, like a white or a light blue or something. This is underneath the rubberized outer casing, which there'd be sort of a wide choice. They would be attached, but we can come up with that. The wide choice of colours and sort of patterns, so you've got a lot of customization with it. It's obviously in a sort of clamshell design, and the top LCD screen you can see there would be sort of it would be sort of inset into the top, and the buttons at the bottom would be, so it will fully close flat.
Oh right, okay,
yeah. And working on the inside, we've already said decided on the Kinetic batteries, which actually thinking about it now, you could also probably attach to the flipping open and shut as well, so that you could probably get.
So put it in the top section rather than the bottom section, because it's the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
We decided that the voice recognition system, they did actually say on the email that they were sort of coming in and they were fairly easy to get hold of, so we presumed that they'd also be quite cheap. So you'd have something like where you'd shout out where is the remote, and it'll shout back, "I'm here" or something. And then, it won't shout out, "I'm here" or something. It'll just shout out, "I'm here."
Okay.
Or something
too
similar effect.
Oh, that would be too bad.
Yeah, if it was getting that, that could be something for next time, maybe. You can have a remote that tells you exactly where it is. The standard transmission with the TV using all the standard chips that we've talked about. It would have, obviously, because it's split over two different layers, it would need two separate PCBs that would be joined at the hinge through some sort of cabling. And because obviously all TVs use this the same infrared medium, we'd just be using the same thing to transmit the data. And the infrared sender would be on the on one of the bottom layer, just at the front of the camera. I don't know where to put it on. Yeah, something like that.
Infrared could be on
Actually,
the other
no, it
side.
would be it'd have to be
Yeah,
on
on the front side of that, yeah.
Oh right, yeah, okay,
So
yeah, got
then
you.
it's open hill. Like
So
because
when
of
you've actually got it open,
yes.
it would be
Yeah.
facing the TV.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then finally, on the interface, the top screen, as we said, would be an inset black and white LCD touchscreen, which yeah would have all of the available functions for the remote on it. Whereas the bottom screen would just contain the standard buttons, like the volume up and down, channel up and down, power on and off,
Okay.
and things to that effect. And now we also decided on the inside we could possibly either have some kind of sort of bezeled logo on it, or something inset, or maybe an engraving of the logo on the top.
But not interfering with the
No,
outside kind of look of the product
no,
once it's
not interfering with the whole look of
look of
the
okay.
product when it's out on the thing. And finally, that's how we put the fashion back into electronics, as
Thank
that
you
is
very much,
that's the
Gary,
company logo.
wrapping it all up. Okay. I've now got evaluation criteria. Similar to what it was before there. Okay, sorry. This stage of the evaluation is really for us as a team to evaluate if we have now got a product specification and prototype design that meets the criteria that we got from our market research. So this is the first stage of the evaluation. Now, the collection of the criteria, as we saw in our previous meeting, was based on the user requirements and trends found in the marketing reports and marketing strategy of our company. So it's what we discussed in the last meeting. Are we actually meeting those trends and requirements? Now, the findings that we came up with, just a recap, are here. The criteria that we want in this remote control are a fancy look and feel, technological innovation, it should be easy to use, it should incorporate current fashion trends, and those are the two main ones, there was a spongy texture, and the fruit and vegetable strong design colours. The design should minimise RSI, and be easy to locate, and we were still slightly ambivalent as to whether to use voice recognition there, though that did seem to be the favoured strategy. But there was also on the sideline the thought of maybe having a beeper function. Okay, so we can come back to that slide if you don't have a note of those. I'll just show you how we're going to evaluate our own feedback to this, to what we have so far. We're going to use a 7-point scale, where one is true and seven is false. We'll look at each of those criteria that I've just mentioned, I'll pull that slide back up, and I will just do a preliminary rating of all those criteria on the whiteboard here. Okay. Does that seem clear? Any questions? So we're going to look at these.
Is it everybody's going to evaluate or just the mom?
Yes. We're going to come to, we'll discuss each one and we'll come to our consensus rating between one and seven.
Okay.
Okay. One is true, seven is false. So I won't write all of that out again, but it will just be criteria 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or A, B, C, D, E, F, to confuse it with the number rating. B, C, D, E, F. This is where I realize how tiny I actually am.
Just right, smiling.
Criteria. Actually, it might be an idea if we each did give our own individual rating, we could take an average at the end. How about that?
Yeah.
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 Okay. So I'll just separate the ratings by go 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, we see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Criteria A, the fancy look and feel. How do we feel about this prototype model relating to fancy? Is a fancy look and feel 1 is true, 7 is false? My own rating for that would be a 2. 1 is true, 7 is false. And B.
Yeah, I'd probably put it 2. Yeah, 2 or 3? No, 3.
Okay. I said 2.
I would say 4.
A 4, okay. Adding those up, we've got 6 and 5. 11 divided by 4 is what? 2 3/4, is that?
Yeah, 3.
2 3/4?
Yeah.
2.75, there we go. Okay, criterion B, technologically innovative. I would give that a 3.
I'd give it a 1.
Okay. Not that you're biased.
No,
not at all. A 2.
Oh, sorry, man, I got it wrong. The first one reading, I'm sorry. Can you just make it 2?
The average? Or
yeah,
for
I just thought it
you want your rating to be a 2?
An AA.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just don't.
So I'll work out the average for that again. It's a very slightly altered. Okay, I'm just waiting for your rating.
2.5 for that one.
2.5,
mm.
Okay. So you're rating for this one, Carl?
2.
Okay. So that is 8, so that brings it down to 2, nice and simple. Yeah. Okay. Ease of use, easy to use. Based on what you've said there, I would say 1.
True.
So.
I would say a 2.
I should have said a 2 to make the arithmetic. We'll just put almost 2 because
1.7
silly decimal places.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We both, we want to really bring it down, we can do that. Then we're looking at it incorporates current fashion trends. Now that's particularly in relation to our market research findings about the spongy texture to the exterior and the fruit and vegetable design colours.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just thinking before I give it my rating, you were limited in the use of materials for your prototype here.
Yeah.
Is this
that's
actually going to be the colours that you
no,
use?
No, the base colour was like white or sort of a light blue, but the changeable fascias would allow you to get basically any one of a number of colours.
So
it's
could
full
use
sort of
any
customer.
Strong fruit and veg colours, and that's what we're
yeah.
planning to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and the spongy feel is no problem with it.
No, because that's the spongy feel would be
because
in the rubber that you put around it. That
okay.
Otherwise, it's just sort of hard plastic.
In that case, it's got to be a 1 for me.
Yeah, I'll give it a 1 as well.
Yeah.
Well.
That part was nice,
isn't
it? Okay. Moving on to, does the design minimise the head of strain injury? I don't think we've really touched on that a lot. We've discussed it. We haven't really come up with anything that we felt could feasibly reduce that. We've talked about pointers, but the very use of a remote control, if you're someone who's zapping, sitting like
yeah.
that, we found so many people did, how do you minimise that in such a small part?
Well, the type of button that we're going to use in the bottom half, the material, minimises RSI, it's meant to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it's like, with the size that we've got, it's quite small, but with the amount of stuff we're putting on it, isn't that much.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe because there's more space, it's not kind of moving around to kind of hit accurately the buttons in between.
Right.
It's quite obvious, just big buttons.
Right. I think I'm going to have to be neutral on that and give it a 4.
Yeah. I'd go for 5 actually.
And finally, last but not least, easy to locate. So we talked about voice recognition, we talked about a beeper, have we really the designers
yeah.
come to any?
Yeah, it was a voice.
It was the
voice recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are we happy with the cost on that?
Cost wise. Yeah, that's feasible.
That sounds good then. I'd go for we can adjust the volume on that just as we could volume on TV.
I think
if that is in the other room or TVs in different rooms.
I think it would probably be
a standard.
It would be a standard. It would be quite loud.
It would be.
So it would be.
And if you didn't hear it in the room you were standing in, then you realise it wasn't in that room. You go into another room.
Logical. That's a 1 for me.
Yeah, 1.
1. 1.
I did realise that we might be being fairly biased because it is on.
So. How do we feel about this? We've got we've got the highest rating of meeting the specifications, that is definitely true, for 2 of the 6 criteria here. That is for incorporates current fashion trends and is easy to locate. The lowest rating we've got, which is really, it's not terribly low, it's closer to neutral, is for the minimisation of repetitive strain injury. Do we feel on the basis of that, of these evaluation findings, that we can go ahead and now produce this as a prototype and market it, or do we have to make further modifications?
I don't think so.
I
think for most of those ratings it's high enough at the upper end of the scale for us to go ahead with that, and I really doubt if on the basis of current technology and our current capabilities we could actually do much more.
Yeah, apart from having a huge big.
I know. Well, I hope that's clear to the team. Is there anything you would like to ask me about the findings before I sum up?
Don't think so.
Good. Fine. I'll just leave it there.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I've got finance here now. I'm going to plug this in so you can all see it, if that's okay. Presume that the screen will go blank. That okay. We just type numbers into this and we come out with the final value. So are we still on for kinetic?
Yeah.
Okay. See, it would have been handy to have this at the beginning. It might have influenced our choice. Right, what's happening with the electronics?
There's regular chip tampering and you've put in 3 for the number of kinetic cells, there should just be 1. In the top it's the number.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, and
so would it be 2?
Yeah, just, no, 1 rig.
1 chip?
Yeah, 1 of them and 1 sample sensor and sample speaker.
Okay.
And then double curve. No.
1 double curve?
2, because it's 2 rig.
Yeah, it's a slightly flat bottom, so
it can
stay.
So what's the single curve?
Yeah, I'd say it was.
Flat bottom with 1 curve.
Yeah, I think it's.
So just 1.
One double curve.
Yeah.
And what, no, because one, yeah, one's double curved, and then
the other
one's.
The sides, but it's slightly fined at the bottom, so it doesn't roll over.
Plastic.
We've got plastic end rubber, haven't we?
Plastic one and maybe
special
rubber one. I think rubber, since it's being used just as a casing, we can put 0.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think it allows the 0.5, we can use that.
Yeah.
Okay. What does it mean if you put 0.5, yeah?
Yes, we are not using a lot of rubber actually.
It would be like saying we're using.
A very low quantity of rubber compared to plastic.
See, it says case material. So we're not actually using plastic in the case.
No, no, that's, it's an
extra. It's including.
So that shouldn't be actually on there, because that's not incorporated in the cost of the remote. You get.
But it is going to be part of the total cost, and there's nowhere else we can put that in, isn't there? There's nowhere else we can code for the rubber used in the casing. So we don't have to account for the cost somewhere then. Okay, we'll just put it in as, we'll put it in as half. Or we should just put it in as one, because plastic's zero anyway.
Yeah, okay.
And we don't. Okay, special colour, do we need that?
We might do, if we don't have something with exotic regimes and such like that.
Interface.
Push button.
Yeah, the push buttons one and LCD display one.
Buttons.
I think we could change the battery also. It's really for the kinetic, how about going for a standard battery?
Is that not be any if you click off that square now, is that not make any difference?
Well,
is that what it's
oh no, it's 7.5, it's changed.
No, if it's uncurved completely, it's just actually making the rubber case the curve, then is that going to make a difference?
And go flat.
That's not made any difference.
No,
it's
well,
not
it's just
oh, it's not calculated.
No, you've got to click off to calculate it again.
Okay, there we go.
So
we're
slightly.
It might, you might be assuming that that is in euros, it could be in dollars. And then we'd be fine because the exchange rate may get better.
we haven't been dealing with dollars, so
I think it's in euro.
Okay, so the highest we've got is the electronics here.
If we
and the interface.
If we moved away from our much loved idea of a kinetic battery into
something
standard batteries, would that make a huge difference?
Yeah, the standard, it would make one difference. The biggest one would be taking away, if you took away.
One of these customers never said anything about the battery, it's internal, nobody looks into the battery.
Yeah.
But shape and
color. If you take away the voice, I don't like to say it, but if you take away the voice recognition, then you've got it.
Yes, that's for sure.
Do we see what difference it makes?
Where is the,
yeah, no,
where is the voice recognition?
It's samples, sensor, sample, speaker.
Right, okay.
If you take away that, that'll make it 12.35.
Well, the kinetic is 3. If we change it to batteries, that's minus 3.
No, yeah, but you. Minus 3 plus 2.
Oh, right. Interesting theory. We can do it some other way. We can do, it doesn't have to be voice recognition. We could do voice recognition for, you know, business class or something, you know, like an upgraded version.
Yeah.
You could choose to have
but
that or not.
But I mean, in I don't see why we have to sell it for 25 euros now, because they were saying they're quite willing to pay more for a better product.
But we're still working to.
So should we just change the design specification?
If we're working to head office specifications, this is what this project team is working for. We can put in our recommendations for what we've found and what the consensus that we've come to the job meetings. But we need to work to that specification to start with.
Yeah,
and I think voice recognition sounds wonderful, but our object is so distinctive that that in itself is going to make it easier to locate, as I've been on the first instance. As you say, we can offer the voice recognition initially to business class customers.
Okay, we can.
Yeah,
make the price fit and then say if
and
we
say
had
we
our
recommend.
Budget, we would have had this
yeah.
because it also sets it apart from
the
crowd.
They
like their
gadgets,
they like something that's completely different.
Yeah.
It's something completely different associated with your company. Right, okay, so.
So if we take voice recognition out.
That'll do it. 12.25.
Yeah.
Is it 12.50? Is it 12.50?
No, it's 12.25.
Are you sure? Sorry.
I'm meaning to
doubt your
yeah,
word.
Well, 12.25 times 2 is 25.
Are they going to be equivalent by 10p? One of which is less than 10p.
I don't remember, it's 50% of the cost.
I think the agenda one was where the price was, wasn't it? Yeah. That's today. So, is that got us covered for the electronics then? We don't need
yep.
something else to take that place?
No.
Okay.
Because that was just a bolt on extra, and you could just take that out. And it'd be fine.
Okay.
Seems fine.
Yeah,
except voice recognition, everything is.
Right. Done that. Okay, project evaluation. We've done room for creativity, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because we've got decisions that we would have made that we weren't, didn't feel able to make. I presume we discussed leadership and teamwork?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
in the sense that did you feel like a team, or did you feel like?
I say it was a team.
I think
there was so much interaction, so much that we needed to
find out
stuff each other.
Yeah.
And I certainly felt her listening to that in relevant areas, we've been able to give and take and adjust our unit
yeah.
if necessary.
Yeah, I think there was a very constructive feedback by everybody. It's not like people trying to cut each other. It was more of a cohesive teamwork. We came to a very pretty creative design. I think Sarah, you coordinated the work very well.
Thank you. How did you find it?
Yeah, no, I thought it went really well. And I feel that everyone was listened to, and all the points that were raised seem to have been sorted out. We didn't quite make the voice recognition in there, but that's good.
Yeah.
I think it would have made a fun product if it was actually. If we'd seen the marketing before the initial specification was put out, I think maybe it would come out a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the fact that we could say an idea and it be suggested that there wasn't the best idea, but no one felt like shut down.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't matter saying what you thought, because if it wasn't something that was that relevant, then it didn't matter, because it was just another idea. Teamwork. Well, you two created that wonderful specimen of a Play-Doh model.
Yeah.
That was the best part of
it. I'm still not caught up. But that's nothing to do with teamwork at
Yeah.
all.
Maybe we should think of branching it into children's toy, maybe
Maybe.
mobile phone, different type. If they are, see.
Yeah, that's quite fun. Means, whiteboard, digital pens, etc. What does that mean?
I
I
think
think
you
the
need to stress
argument with the
which
two would
ones.
be hard for communicating and sharing information.
Yeah.
Could it have been better? Was it adequate?
Yeah, I think we probably would have used the actual email system more had we actually
Had time to kind of
had more time, and if we'd been separated more.
Yeah, because we could just sort of say,
Yeah.
sorry, what did you say about that, or what do you think about that,
Yeah.
rather than having to email it, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was nice having it there. Like the whole picture of the same.
Yeah, I didn't make an email then. But I think it's good, like we spend times individually. I never thought of a remote control in the flip top.
Yeah, I think it's here
Just
in
evolving
general.
from other
Yeah.
areas, it's bringing things from other areas in. So it's, I mean, nothing is new, but it's applying it to a different area.
Vegetables.
That's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Well, they have to come from somewhere, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
The
And
thing is.
as we sorry,
Yeah, sorry.
As was shown by your presentation, with all of the other controls, remote controls, no one's thought about it
No.
particularly. I mean, there's slightly differences. Someone's been shot in the room and said, make ours a bit different from everyone else's, because it's something we should think about. But obviously, no one's put any
Yeah,
great deal of thought into it.
I don't think the companies are really concerned. They're just like, we've got a DVD player. Does anyone remember the remote control? Can't you get the one that we used for the last one? Yeah, just jazz it up a bit. They don't really think about it because normally the remote control isn't the product which they're trying to ship. They're trying to ship the
Yeah,
DVD
something for the
player, the
long term.
video
But then
player, the
when everything
TV.
is really smart
Yeah.
and you've just got this big chunk of black
Yeah.
thing sitting on your coffee table, it doesn't go. I mean, if you could have something that's a proper
Yeah.
funky thing, a funky item that's individual to you. I mean, they could even go into you go in with an idea and they design it on Photoshop and then they just get it printed on plastic.
Yeah.
You'd pay a lot extra because it's individually being the plastic was being made for you.
Yeah.
But people could have anything that they wanted.
Surprising
Because of
thing is
the
like people give a lot of attention to modifying mobile phones. Like every month you see a new launch or something like that.
Yeah.
And new television products coming up, but nobody giving a much idea to this.
I
Like
think
cyber
it's
thing
really
everything.
good that this has been very market research based,
Yeah.
because just going back to mobile phone, I mean, this is the first change in remote control devices that I can really, say is this obvious and visible. We see it in mobile phones a lot, and that's where we've borrowed a lot of our ideas from. There are innovations in that that people don't really want. I see
Yes.
people wanting a model of the phone they're really happy with and they can't get it anymore. It's
Yeah.
innovation for innovation's sake, and I think it's wonderful that our company is so R&D based.
Well, it's innovation for money's sake that people have to keep
Forcing
buying.
it onto people,
Yeah.
things that they might want to buy the thing they
And
really
you can't
want.
get, you've got your handset that works fine, but you can't get battery anymore for that type of phone because the phones have moved on, things like
For it
that.
doesn't cover to fit it.
Yes.
Yeah.
In closing,
Closing.
there we go. Our costs are below budget, with recommendations that the budget be increased. But I think, I don't know, what do you think? Do you think that takes into account overheads, like us being well paid kind of thing, and the heating for the building? Do you think our budget includes everything, all the costs that are going
I
out?
think it's just the
I think that was
production
just
cost of it.
the physical.
So it looks like it's going to be 50% profit. You've
Yeah.
still got all of the overheads to come out of that. So
Yeah.
maybe increasing it you would also have to increase the pricing.
Maybe
yeah,
you can
I
do
think
that
thing. But you were saying that that's quite
yeah, I
I
don't
think in the
from the market
we're given it's data specific, I think we've done what we're required to do,
mm-hmm.
and I think like we have a project team or a new project for us to look at like, those kind of things. I don't think that's something we have to look at
mm-hmm.
and find a way reading the cash flow.
Yeah. It was
I'm very well to get within budget and mm-hmm. it still make such an innovative item.
Yeah.
But I think people are really want.
It is a conspiracy game, I think.
The project has been evaluated well and truly.
Yeah.
And we've got the meeting summary and questionnaire. Mm-hmm. Oh, so we've got about 50 minutes to catch up with everything that I fell behind with. So I'll be delegating my role as project supervisor. So good luck.
Celebration, you can talk about that.
I think the celebration is the 25 pounds. I will be dancing on the desk.
Okay, is that it then?
Yeah, just the last. I think I've got minutes for two of the meetings and the last thing.
Do you remember?
Well,
I didn't have to rate you on how much you
influenced
the meetings at the time.
Was that not the questionnaire for the how you felt you'd done in your thing?
I'm not. But do we not sometimes evaluate these meetings?
Yeah, the yeah. I think, yeah, questionnaire 7 was the one I did just before the meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got